And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Leslie. Today's show is all about events.
From Leather Pride, my microphone's not working very well. From Leather Plaid, Leather Pride to the Bristol Prize Ball, it's all coming today on the show. I'm just going to say, sorry, my microphone's broken. I'm going to have to fix it. I'll be back in a minute. Hello. Oh, well, hang on. There
hello.
You go. Say hello, because I don't know what I've done. I think I've broken my microphone.
Your neck's at a very weird angle. I can hear you, yeah, but your neck's at a weird angle.
I know, yeah. I think I've got... Look, can you hear it? It's got a really dodgy lead on it.
Yeah. But then again, Andy,
Right, set the axes to the bishop.
If I don't touch
hello,
it...
Lucy.
Hi, Natalie. Hello. Hi, Andy.
So, hello, welcome to a rather hot studio 2 again.
It's very warm.
So I'm looking forward to us getting the new studio, especially now the microphones don't even work properly.
Well, I think it's just such a surprise because they've hung those black bin bags on the inside of the other studio, so you just don't know what's happening inside.
Hello.
Oh, no. I saw earlier this week what is happening inside.
And is it good? Kind of wants to be, really.
It looks like a building size.
There's not a lot happening inside.
If you have no clue what we're on about, by the way, BCFM is having a wonderful refit here in our Studio 1. We're getting lots of nice new shiny equipment, but in the meantime, we're making do with Studio 2, which we normally use for pre-recording stuff and the like. So it's a little bit smaller, and as you can tell, if I touch like a lead, something happens.
We're transporting that out, join the music, shall we?
Anyway, lots of events coming today.
We're going straight into it.
No. Well, I meant as in the show's all about. Yeah. I know you're doing events as well in a minute, but yeah, no, we're doing Leather Pride.
And the Pride
Gala. Now, we should point out Leather Pride and Bristol Pride don't have anything to do with each other. They are separate events. But we've got both teams coming in, which is good.
We're going
to be talking about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Pride. No Mother's Pride, though.
No Mother's Pride.
London Pride. Yeah. Go home and have a pint of that.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's not champagne, darling.
Classy for me.
You can have champagne at the gala ball. I'm sure they'll be doing champagne at that. It sounds like quite a swish event.
Doesn't it?
So Darren will be in later, so we can ask him about it and see what it's all about. So are you two going?
I haven't got a ticket yet, but I'm thinking of sorting it out at some point. So. Although I'm wondering, because obviously if you book a table of 10, which Darren would probably talk about,
you do actually get a discount.
This sounds terrible, but even though I know I reported on it 2 weeks ago, I can't remember when it's happening.
I think it's Halloween, isn't it? Isn't it the 31st?
Oh, right, okay, that wasn't very
is it,
good
is it
me.
The 31st? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember the date, actually. I've looked at it and thought about it.
I have it on my bit of paper.
Darren will reveal
we'll do a shout-out thing. Darren will be in to tell us all about it later on.
Exactly. But they'll be giving out awards, so basically... Let's let Darren do all the talk about that.
We'll talk about it later, so should we get some... Would you like your jingle, my love?
Let's get on it.
Should we do your jingle? Now, I know this control's dodgy as well. Let's see.
Only at the bottom.
Yeah.
Said the bishop to the actress.
So anyway, lovely Lucy's in with some events for us. What have we got this week?
Tonight, the very last time it's showing, if you're interested in a kind of obscure film by a kind of obscure lesbian filmmaker, Addicted to Fresno, showing at the Avonmead Showcase, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Cool. So
is it one you've seen?
It's not one I've seen, however, because it's got an actress that I rate highly. That's Natasha Lyonne, who's she's in loads of stuff, actually. Most people will know her from playing Nikki in Orange is the New Black. She plays a lesbian. But she was also in American Pie, if anyone remembers
that control.
Anyway, it's showing again tonight. If you're listening live, this is great for you. If you're listening back on the podcast, it's fairly useless. But it's showing 10 o'clock tonight, so get down there and check that out. I've got another thing there. And then tomorrow night, two events. Hush, it's quite a regular lesbian... That's the one. Yes, thank you. At the Shillick.
Hush.
No one done that before.
No, I don't think we actually have, actually.
Oh,
it's really bad, isn't it? all this time, we've even had them in here talking about Hush.
This is the first time he's done it.
Wow. So that's on tomorrow night. Tickets are still available when I checked. I'll give that a personal recommendation. It's a good friendly night. Sometimes people get a little bit overawed by going on their own, but don't be. Go along.
Are they Prosecco people too at Hush?
Do you know, whatever you like.
I know members in Indigo used to give away...
Well, whatever you like.
Oh, well, Hush is the dancey
one. It's Shilling. It's the Queen Shilling.
Yeah.
That's not Prosecco.
It's just, it's just dance away and enjoy your night meet friends.
It is a nice night. They do a little early singles mingle. So if you email the organisers, they will meet you earlier on. And it's instead of it, you know, club music and loads of loud music, it's people meeting and greeting. So that's an option as well.
Ah, cool.
Tomorrow night. Moving on, if that's not your style, Palace Bristol. Tomorrow, they have the Drag Idols competition every year, and last year's winner is going to be on. So
it's at the Palace. I thought it was at the retreat.
It's at the Palace. Well, yeah. So the Drag Idols held at the retreat, but the Palace have got last year's winner on.
Oh, right.
So if you liked last year, he's back on. Drag King Louis Cypher is back on tomorrow at the Palace, 10:30, and then finally October the 21st, the UE LGBT plus. Put all that together in one.
No, PT. No. Is it BT?
LGBT plus. Yeah. Asexuality Awareness Week, because next week is Asexuality Awareness Week, National Awareness Week.
Okay. I'm interested to know about that.
What is
the proper definition of asexuality?
Because it's come on a lot in terms of visibility over the last few recent years, you know, and I think it's people who you know, they're very happy to perform very loving platonic relationships, but the sex side is, well, there's degrees of how much you want to get into it, but generally they're just not that into that.
Well, that was that new chart, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see that that's come out where you go from one side to the other, which is the Kinsey scale?
Yeah, yeah.
And then top to bottom is how sexual you are.
Yeah. I think there's a great website that I like to read that just says, you know, you can say what you like, but at the end of the day, if you do you, basically. So I quite like that.
Yeah.
You know, just be who you got to be. I know that's not easy for everyone, and I know that not everybody gets to be like that, but I think it's a good starter in life.
Well, I do know that at Pride, Darren was giving out bags at the VIP area, and the logo on them is brilliant. It just says proud to be me.
Yeah,
proud to be me.
That's good. But if you do want to learn a little bit more about asexuality, University of West of England Student Union, October the 21st, there's going to be a few events around there to help raise a bit more awareness.
Cool.
So get down there.
Cool. We're not far off all the Halloween stuff as well.
Oh, that'll be kicking off. That'll be good.
Yeah. I wonder if they're doing the zombie march again this year.
Is that a gay thing or just Bristol thing?
No, it hasn't happened for the last couple of years, but they did it a few years ago, and zombies all came from all over Bristol, walking down the middle of the roads, and as the buses were stopping, they were all in costume.
Awesome.
And it was like being in the middle of an apocalypse.
Being zombies, they can't have been going very fast.
No,
they
weren't.
They must have just been shuffling a little bit.
You had something like 2 hours to walk to town or something.
Right, okay. I wonder how many of those zombies got a bit bored and maybe nipped into the pub on the way.
Yeah. But on talking about Halloween, if you want something really good, Arno's Vale Cemetery, go and watch Dracula.
In the middle of the cemetery.
Yeah, no, that would be good.
Oh.
No, they are doing it.
So I'd rather watch the Rocky Horror Show in the middle of Arno's Vale. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
That'd be good. Yeah, that'd be good. And in costume. So those are your events. Sorry, I didn't mean to end on a bit of a downer there, but that's
no,
it.
No, that's cool. Thank you very much.
Hi,
Hi, this is Lucy Spraggan, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Okay, up next we're going to be talking about Leather Pride. So.
Yeah, and have you stopped playing with that scratchy bottom?
Well, it's look,
yeah, stop playing with your scratchy bottom.
It's going to be one of these. We're supposed to be back in Studio One next week. Let's hope it happens, shall we? So, bye, Lucy. Okay. Right, we'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
And that's called The Fox. It's
like
not
that.
Rude. It says where the fox says. What the fox says.
I like that.
But it does sound like it's been a little bit rude. I went on a mission to find some odd songs for this week. I think I kind of excelled a bit. Still.
That was quite good. Quite dancey. Quite mellow.
It is. It was a huge hit across Europe. That
reminds
one.
You of something that's just gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want a real laugh, go and have a look on YouTube and look it up. So okay. I don't know if it's pronounced Elvis. It's like Yelvis to me. It's Y-L-V-I-S is the name of the artist. But yeah, look that up. The Fox on YouTube. It's the oddest video you've ever seen.
I might look that up and you know, sort of, if I like it. Well, I actually like it, so I might get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, now I keep forgetting I've got a dodgy microphone over here. Now, do you own any leather?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I've got some nice leather jeans from when I used to ride a motorbike.
Ooh.
Obviously, I've got leather shoes.
Well, I'm pretty sure if I asked the other two that are in the studio with me too if they own leather, I think they'd probably slap me because the whole reason they're here is because we're talking about leather.
Well,
so I'm assuming the pair of you own leather.
We're just
leather.
Yes, slap you.
It's quite easy. Just look. Do they own leather? Well,
yes, true.
Unless
Spencer
he's just mugged
in
a motorcyclist, yes.
Anyway, welcome to Shout Out to Phil and Spencer. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in, because, of course, it's kind of, it's first ever, isn't it, that we're doing this year? We've got Leather Pride coming up later
first
on.
First ever UK Leather Pride.
Now, before we come on to that, take me back a little bit, because, of course, I mean, the whole kind of leather... The modern reinvention of it, so to speak, the kind of meeting and stuff with Leather West and the like, is quite new, isn't it? You've been going for, 2-3 years now? Is it something like that?
Yeah, it's the three and a half coming up to 4 years.
Oh, wow, gosh, it's already on 4.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Time flies.
So how did it all start, though? Was it just like a bunch of you said, you know, let's get together and have a meet, or...?
I thought we can do better than this. Around a table said 3-4 people, and that took a year to get something going, and then it just grew.
I mean, one of the things that we've always tried to do is there's a lot of guys out there that are into leather when you look on the internet and you see all the profiles, but people weren't coming out. So we thought, what could we do to get guys to come on out and maintain the social aspect? There's a big social side to the leather community, passing on the traditions and the history, and that's not going to happen if people stay behind their computers. So that's what our motive was, get guys out, meeting in bars and socialising.
Okay, I'm just finding it weird that people would be sort of feel wrong walking around in leather. It's like, I know lots of people who have motorbikes, they just walk around in levers all the time.
That's kind of where some of it comes from, though, isn't it? We know from the After Dark show that the kind of the whole leather culture dates all the way back to kind of the World War times, doesn't it? So
absolutely. I mean, you've mentioned the bikers, and obviously the bikers, they've got a great excuse to wear leather almost 24/7, which is fantastic.
but these are YouTube bikers.
Yeah, yeah, but as Andy says, I mean, there's also...
And then nice to hold on to.
Oh, absolutely. But you've also got the military sort of history coming from the pilots in the World Wars. So we've described different tribes of leather. So you've got the biker tribes and the uniform tribes. You've also got cowboys as well.
Don't forget the puppies.
Oh, and the puppies.
And puppies
the pup
yes.
nation.
Yeah.
Yes. That's exploding at the moment. Yeah.
And the guys
I mean, obviously, to some of our listeners, they won't be aware of any of this going on. It is a very sociable thing that we should point out. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, because a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that, you know, anything that borders on something like that instantly has a sexual element, whereas, of course, the whole point of it is that it's a meeting, you know, being out and having a drink with friends, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really good research that's coming out. Last year's Belgium Leather Pride, one of the biggest in Europe,
right.
And they asked people, what's your biggest motivation for attending? And social... aspect, meeting up with friends, sharing, 66% said that was their main reason for turning up, which sort of goes against the public perception of what it is.
Mm.
But all the excitement we're getting at the moment in online, 3 weeks tomorrow, when it is I'm really excited, can't wait to see X, Y, Z, and have that
as
shared
in,
experience.
As a meeting.
Right. Yeah, whatever happens at that meeting is something else. But I think it's just the fact that somebody's raised a level flag up and said, everybody get here at this place at this time on this weekend, and that's what's happening.
So you guys, you normally meet, what, monthly? Or is it, but I'm sure it's monthly, isn't it, Leather West? Is it a monthly thing that you guys do?
There's usually, Leather West does run usually one event a month. That's not always an evening social. For example, last weekend we were running Secondhand Leather Market, where the guys can come and sort of trade and exchange their gear, because it's quite an expensive thing to get into.
It's very expensive. It's,
anyone that's bought a leather jacket will know that, I suppose. They're not cheap, are they?
No.
Not a good one, yeah. But if you go to the Leather Market, plug,
so it went well then, did it?
Yeah, it usually does. Yeah, I mean, the great thing is when somebody gets something that just fits them like a glove, and it's a fraction of the price they would pay in a top name store. That's good. That's good.
So what's the big plan in a couple of weeks then? What because it's the first ever UK leather pride, isn't it? I'm assuming it happened. You said earlier that there's one over in, did you say Belgium? I'm assuming, is this something that happens in most other countries?
Yeah, I mean, Belgium's got one. Next weekend, I'm going over to Amsterdam to fly the flag for Bristol over there. And it was Berlin have their Folsom earlier in the autumn.
Across America, you get lots in different states, different cities.
Are they actually builders' prides then, as in a leather pride?
Yeah, I mean, you'll get LA Leather Pride. Right. You'll get, but they can go by different names, or they go by the Leather Weekend. So they all have different names, but essentially all the same thing, follow the same format. But there will be thousands that turn up to these things.
So what's the plan for this one? I mean, because people are going to be listening, they're like, first ever UK Leather Pride. Is there going to be marching down the street like a normal pride, or is there, you know, or is it just a social thing, or have we got club nights, and what's the plan?
There's club nights, there's a lot of it is going to be small venues, small bar based in the evenings,
right.
But during the day there's some, or in the evening we've got a leather clad comedy duo going on.
Topping and Butch,
there's the famous Topping and Butch. There's going to be a leather title contest, which is always good fun. During the day, there's workshops, very interesting workshops, one for the puppies.
I was going to ask you that, because listening will want to know about that, so
they will. And there's also a very interesting workshop. One of them is about your boot skills, how to clean, how to polish, how to shine and worship.
Oh, so there's some practical stuff in there, isn't
very,
there?
Yes, yeah.
Because I'm assuming it's not, you don't literally just take your leather stuff off and shove it in a cupboard and leave it, do you? I mean, it must take some care to look after it, especially with the cost of them.
Absolutely. And there are different techniques. There's a great debate of techniques and products you use, and yeah.
And also debates on how to wear it. What's the proper dress code for some of these items?
Well, that's going to lead me nicely into my next question, because it's one of the first things that we got inundated with was people saying, is there a dress code? And if so, what is it? I mean, obviously, we said, just tune in and listen and we'll ask you guys. So is the whole thing, have you got to be in leather for the whole thing with it being Leather Pride? Or is it, you know, specific nights, or is there no dress code at all?
I mean, certainly, obviously, being Leather Pride, one of the things that the guys are coming for is to share their love of seeing other guys in leather. So it's certainly leather is encouraged. Some of the events do have a strict dress code. Others, we would love to see guys in leather, obviously, but they're open events. But some of the events do have a dress code, and they're all detailed on the website, ukleatherpride.com.
Cool. So if you are kind of new to it, and perhaps, you know, because we've already said it, it's not a cheap thing to get into, there is the ability, if you're a kind of newbie, for want of a better phrase.
If you're a newbie, if you're a wannabe, if you're a curious, there are events where you can walk in on Friday and Saturday night in Old Market in 3 weeks' time, and there's no dress code. You could actually get access. And I think, you know, particularly those that are curious, they'll be surprised how friendly the leather men are.
Now that leads me into my next question. You say
it is,
you
almost
say,
like it's scripted, isn't it?
Well, I've left
a script somewhere.
What we think people are, and of course that is going to be the next question, because of course, I mean, we cover LGBT, both male and female, and all those in between. Is Leather Pride exclusively male?
Oh, this is a good question. It's a question that's been cropping up this year, and it's something that we are going to have to turn our minds to. One of the things that we've had this year is, do you run any events for women? Leather West was originally set up as an organisation for the advancement of gay leather men. We hadn't thought about that one 3 or 4 years ago. But you know what? Things evolve. Just like the whole, what we call the pup nation, it's exploded from nowhere in 5 years. It is an issue that has to be faced. And if nobody's doing anything for women into leather, then somebody's got to do that. So if there's anybody listening who wants to do something for women, I would like to have that conversation with them, because it's a constantly evolving thing.
Of course, as well, when you say about the dress code and leather, is it proper leather or fake leather? Because there are a lot of fake leather.
What's fake leather? Is that the leather that's been put through a roller and really thin?
No. Basically, it's basically cloth covered in PVC, but it looks exactly like leather.
Is it like PU leather?
It might look like leather, but it won't feel like leather.
Yeah, it's what it feels like.
It won't smell like leather.
Do you know what?
It won't have the same weight.
I mean, to be honest, if somebody walks in with PU leather or pleather or whatever they call it,
pleather is, it does ring a bell. I'm sure that's a product
name.
But
if you can have vegans who wear full leather at a leather event, I kid you not, then if somebody's wearing pleather and it looks right, I just wouldn't say you can't come in. I mean, that yeah.
Okay, now I was just wondering, because obviously there might be some people who are interested but don't want to go the full expense.
Absolutely.
It is hard starting out these things, isn't it? You know,
I mean, one of the things, if somebody is interested in leather, as we said earlier, it is an expensive thing to get into. But what is fantastic is there is a thriving secondhand trade out there in the local charity shops, on online auction sites. You can find these things. So, yeah, if you're interested, and that's another thing, if you are, come along, chat to the guys, find out that advice.
Interest, is there a market kind of thing running during the Leather Pride itself, or is that in the run up to it?
In the clothing market, no. The logistics of that are so time consuming and complicated,
and that's why we ran it
last weekend in the readiness for, and people got some bits and pieces, should I say.
Well, if you're listening, your new eBay to good one. I can tell you that.
But we have got some retail opportunities. Hartsack will be there with their t-shirts as modelled here, and some artwork and some books as well, so there'll be some retail opportunities as well. And I say, great opportunity to come and meet the guys.
We'll have to grab a photo of the t-shirt and put it on the website.
Ivan's in reading the newsletter, he's got a Hearts Out t-shirt on as well. Right. So they're really popular.
The good lads, aren't they?
It sounds like it's going to be one hell of an event, and of course it's the first ever one, so it's going to be very interesting to see how it goes, and I really, really hope it goes well for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. Before you go, I'm assuming some of it is ticketed, isn't it? So do you have a website or something if people want to get tickets and find out what's going on, what the plan is?
It's just ukleverpride.com/tickets.
Cool, brilliant. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll also make sure that we stick that on our website along with the podcast as well. Hopefully we'll be able to get some reporters down on the actual event itself. Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. News headlines up next.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I'm an albatross.
You're what?
No, I'm not. It's the name of the song.
Very big wings.
So that's Aaron Schuber.
Oh, okay, I was wondering if that was a new term for something.
Well, I told you, I went on a mission to find some odd songs.
Well, you played that before, I think.
I have played that before, I played them all before. I played The Fox earlier, I've not played that one before.
Did you say that song was by Alan Sugar?
No.
I thought you said it was by Alan Sugar. I thought, well, there's a career change.
Aaron Schuper.
Yes.
Schuper.
Yeah.
Or Chupa.
I'm an albatross. I have no idea what an albatross is, but I don't know.
It's like an albatross, but with a Z.
It wouldn't surprise me if it is just albatross, so it rhymes.
It
really wouldn't. So.
I'm sure we went through all this last time around.
It is ringing a bell, isn't it? So, anyway, right, let's get on. Let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 15th of October, 2015.
GCHQ has hosted a unique event to mark the official launch of a new book commemorating the life of the legendary Bletchley Park codebreaker Alan Turing. Professor Alan Turing Decoded is the biography written by Turing's nephew, Sir Dermot Turing, which celebrates the life of an extraordinary gay man, mathematician, codebreaker, computer scientist and biologist. A press release from the agency says that Turing's successors at GCHQ continue the vital task of protecting the UK and its citizens from threats such as terrorism, serious crime and electronic attacks. The event at GCHQ's Cheltenham headquarters also celebrated the launch of a special edition of the book, available to staff only, with a bespoke cover and a foreword written by the GCHQ director, Robert Hannigan. Profits from the sales of this edition are being donated to two charities close to the organisation: GC Fund, which helps GCHQ staff and families in times of financial distress, and the Bletchley Park Trust. Thanks to the generosity of the GCHQ staff, over £20,000 has been raised so far to be split between the charities.
The LGBT petition website AllOut.com has been in touch about the case of a 22-year-old student in Tunisia called Marwan. Marwan has been incarcerated for being gay after invasive and brutal medical procedures, which apparently provided evidence to the authorities that he is homosexual. All Out say, if we don't speak up now, Marwan could spend the next year of his life in jail, but his conviction caused a public outcry in Tunisia. Politicians are feeling the heat and several have spoken out against the ruling. We have placed a link to the petition page of All Out via our own website. The petition organisers hope to present over 60,000 signatures in favour of Marwan's release to the Tunisian authorities.
In Chicago, the veteran gay rights campaigner and political activist Wayne Beeson has blasted the Vatican and the Chicago Archbishopric for firing gay priests. Beeson was commenting on his programme for the city's talk radio station, WCPT, which broadcasts at 820 kHz AM. His remarks were prompted by the Vatican's suspension of a senior ranking priest who came out about his sexuality and his relationship on the eve of the Holy See's convention on the family. Visit our website to hear Wayne making his comments.
The British movie Wasp has been banned from the Lebanese Film Festival. It's not clear why Lebanese censors have banned the movie from the Beirut International Film Festival, but it's thought that it may be due to its LGBT-themed content. The BIFF have yet to comment directly, but have been busy retweeting complaints about the censorship. The movie by Philippe Audidor follows Oliver and James' romantic break in the south of France, which is then interrupted by the sudden arrival of Caroline. Friendships are questioned and sexuality tested. The movie has won and been nominated for 6 awards, including Best Actress and Best International Feature for the Film Out Festival. It's already available for download and is out on DVD should you wish to see it for yourself. And for those worried about explicit content, it ironically has a British Board of Film Censors rating of just 15.
And finally, it's gay musical chairs at one popular television programme, as Stephen Fry quits being the host of the general knowledge quiz show QI. Fry has hosted the programme for the past 13 years. QI stands for Quite Interesting and looks at little-known facts and apparent contradictions with the aid of a panel of comedians. The show has been a staple in the schedules of BBC Two and the channel Dave for a long while. Fry says it's time to move onwards, and filling his place will be Sandy Toksvig, fresh from hosting the news quiz on BBC Radio 4. The programme's creator, John Lloyd, said that Sandy will be the first female host of a mainstream comedy panel show on British television.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Ivan Jackson.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
See, we don't need Stephen Fry. We got our own Terry. He's our QI.
Oh, he's our Terry. Terrypedia, yeah. We call it.
Terrypedia. We love you, Terry.
Oh, thank you Terry. So much.
Yeah, at least he's not wicked.
He knows everything about everything.
He does.
Terry,
yeah.
Wiki.
Terry Wikipedia.
Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Heather Small, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
so busy chatting, I wasn't even paying attention there. So.
I know, but it's great. You fixed your microphone now.
Well, no, I haven't. I'm just not touching it. Look,
Right.
Just leave it alone. So, no, I can't help it. When Darren's in, you do talk lots. Well, I talk lots anyway.
But you know, we want Darren to talk lots.
Anyway, that was Some Nights by a group called Fun. If you like that, I really like that song.
It's very sort of marchy, you know, like you do for a march.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I don't march very often, so I don't think about marching songs. So now we're moving on with events and a different pride this time, because that was Leather Pride and this one is Bristol Pride, which we should point out aren't actually connected to each other, even though the username Pride.
Oh yeah.
You're here because you're going all kind of posh on us.
Posh, yeah, well, yeah. Trying to, you know. Yeah, so we're holding our first ever Bristol Pride Gala Ball this year, which is very exciting. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's other prides around the country do them.
Do they?
And they're massive. You know, there's Birmingham do a fantastic one, Manchester do one, London do one, obviously, as well. So, and they're really big opportunities for people to come together and do something a bit different, which isn't a festival, which isn't a, you know, a club pub night. It's a dinner, and it's nice.
It does seem like it's evolving, though, because Pride, everyone always thinks about the day, you know, and some half of them probably forget that there's a whole week of stuff goes on, especially here in Bristol.
Yeah.
And of course, now we're into gala balls.
It's getting all civilised, isn't it?
Yeah. I've never been to a gala ball. I hate to add, but I can't be the only one. So, what is a gala ball? What happens?
Well, so it's going to be, you know, a round table of people come sit down and enjoy a sumptuous dinner that's being put on by the hotel. During the night, we're going to have awards.
Is it like, do you have to wear ties?
Tuxedo, chap.
So we've said it's not a black tie, which, but it's going to be smart.
Now, Darren.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're going to go for smart.
Are you getting in t-shirt and shorts, though? So.
Well, I don't think we turn anyone away, really, but you know, we're saying we'd like you to dress up a bit, you know, because it is something to do, which is a bit special, and it's a bit different. You know, we've got lots of corporate businesses in Bristol that are coming to the event as well, a book table. So
fabulous.
Quite a few of the law firms, got the Labour Party, they booked a table as well. UE have booked a table. You know, so yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And I think it's been great to see that businesses are getting on board to support the event. And that was part of the reason for doing it. It's, you know, it's not just, oh, let's just do another event. Yeah. But it was an opportunity for businesses to come on board and do something which wasn't, say, we're giving some money to a festival, but we're doing something which is for our staff and to showcase our businesses as someone that supports the LGBT community.
Is it still a kind of social thing, though? So the whole point that you're coming having a meet and a mingle?
So there'll be, you know, the big reception on arrival, and we've got acrobats coming to do performances. There, we've got two strong women to come and do really, really funny kind of acro show. We've got jugglers, we've got magicians. So yeah, there'll be big reception beforehand with drinks and networking and chats. Then the dinner, and then afterwards there's going to be a masquerade ball, which I'm quite excited about.
So do we have to have masks?
It can't
be a masquerade ball without a mask.
Exactly.
So we're obviously going to bring some standard masks around if people have forgotten to bring some with them, but obviously if you want to have your own flair and flourish to it, then we're encouraging everyone to bring a mask on, because it's Halloween, so it's on Saturday, 31st of October, so it's on Halloween night. So.
Can I say, as it's a ball, and you're saying, you know, masquerade ball, and you're saying about masks, not Halloween wing mask, please. You know, your proper ball mask.
Oh yeah, like, you know, Venetian type mask or eye masks or that kind of thing. Yeah.
Before
I
someone
I don't want to do any scream masks or a Jason Hockey mask. No.
So you get the nice big intro, and then you sit down, and it's in a hotel, isn't it? Imagine the food's going to be very good.
Yeah, so it's in the Marriott Royal on College Green. The room is a King Edward Suite. It's an absolutely beautiful room, massive chandeliers, everything. You know, it's really exciting. And yeah, the food is going to be amazing. You know, I kind of look through the menu and seeing pictures of what they're going to do, and it looks great.
Wow. So, yeah. And then what's the, and then it's into the ball, is that the evening, yeah, the so, entertainment after the
well
meal?
We're going to do as I mentioned some awards.
Yeah. Oh yes,
well.
I forgot about that.
We're doing our first ever Bristol Pride Awards, not stepping on the toes of the Shout Out Awards, of course.
Which I'm sorry to say we're not doing this year.
Are you not?
We're letting you do it.
We're doing it then. Okay.
Although your awards are obviously different.
They're very different. So we're kind of, to give an example of some of the awards that are available, so it's kind of best LGBT friendly visitor attraction in the city. So people have been voting for people that have gone out their way to do an event for the community or give a very friendly welcome.
Yeah.
For example, some of the nominations we have had for Bristol Zoo, because they did an LGBT day with us, or at Bristol because they do lots of LGBT friendly wedding shows. We did our wedding celebration event there, marriage equality event there. Yes. So
that's where Mary and Georgina got married.
Also you're doing some business related ones,
right,
aren't you?
Yeah, so we've got best employer, we've got best law firm, and we've got best LGBT staff network as well. It's an opportunity to do something different that actually recognises the work that's being done by staff networks or businesses already in the city. And there are organisations doing great work already and really supporting their staff. So we want to be able to reward them for that and say thank you for doing that. Keep on doing it. And actually, if you're not doing it already, look what these others are doing. Why don't you get on board and do that as well?
Well, it's not, especially considering the fact it was always planned we wouldn't do awards this year. Mm. So it's kind of cool that you kind of stepped in for the year. We're not doing it. If you are listening, don't worry. It is back next year. And believe me, you will want to be involved because it's going to be bigger than anything you've ever seen us do. That's why it's not happening this year. But we'll talk about that another time. So now, going back to your event, because we are rapidly running out of time. Yeah. It's ticketed, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But I believe you can get a discount if you buy a table.
That's right, yep. So
not literally a table.
Tickets are £45 for a ticket, and that includes the ball, the dinner, the opportunity to fundraise as well. So we're trying to raise money for also Pride, but for our name charity of 2015, which was Broken Rainbow's domestic violence charity for the LGBT community.
Right.
So we wanted to be a fundraiser as well. Obviously, we have to cover the cost of the event. So £45 for a ticket, or you can get a table of 10 for just £400. And if you want to buy some wine on the night as well, there's a ticketed option for added wine as well. We've sold over 100 tickets to the event already, so it's been really, I'm really pleased that it's been really popular.
But there are still some left,
but there's still, there are still tickets available, so if anyone does want one, they can just get in touch by emailing us info@bristolpride.co.uk or visiting the website, which is bristolpride.co.uk.
And I will say, if anyone thinks that's sort of expensive, the British LGBT Awards in London multiply all those numbers by 10 for a ticket.
They are expensive events because the idea is it's meant to be a fundraiser,
but it was fundamentally the same reception with a bit of entertainment, a nice meal.
£450 a ticket.
We've worked hard to keep the cost down, so thank you to our performers and stuff.
I will point one thing out in case you missed that. Darren's now the other way round. It's not Pride Bristol, it's bristolpride.co.uk, is it? In case you're wondering. But we'll do what we always do. We'll make sure we put links on our website to it. And I'm hoping I can come down and join you for it. I'm still waiting to find out a few things, but hopefully we'll get one of us along so that they can report back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be such an exciting night. And I think, the people who win, the organisations that win awards are going to want to speak to you. And I think it'd be really good to capture it.
Cool. Well, listen, as always, it's lovely, especially considering you literally just got back off holiday. We dragged you in the studio. Yeah. But it's lovely to catch up with you again. And
thank you.
I really hope it's a success.
Thank you.
Right, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Robert Miles. No, it's gone again, hasn't it? There we go.
Poor Darren. The taxi meter was still running, and the taxi guy still got the suitcase out there.
So that's Robert Miles 101. And excuse me with my broken microphone.
We're in studio 2, aren't we?
It's all go. I'm looking forward to going back into Studio 1, to be honest. So I don't mind the studio here.
What you wish for.
Well, it's snug, it's isn't it, this
someone's
studio?
Someone's stolen the air conditioning thing and the microphone don't work and... I'm having a moan.
Well, I'm sure
I'm not feeling well.
But Andy, I thought you liked it when people said, Andy, you look hot.
a little. Well, thank you, Natalie.
I can see the sweat on your brow.
I think it's shorting the mic out. That's what the problem is.
Now, Ivan, I have something I was supposed to ask you now. Aren't I? What was it?
Well, you know, it was about the movie Wasp that's been banned, the LGBT movie.
You say that. I've not heard of this. I heard you mention it in the news.
Tell
me a bit more.
Quite a few news agencies have been picking it up, and I've had the movie people actually contact me today, and they gave me a little statement. But it was quite a long one, so the full version is actually on the Shout Out website. But if I can just...
In short,
he said, this is from the director, Philippe Audidor. He said, "I'm very disappointed that Wasp won't be showing this year's Beirut International Film Festival. It was only yesterday, hours before the festival opened, that we were informed Wasp had not been granted a Lebanese screening licence. Having an opportunity to show the film in Beirut would have been fantastic." I'm half Lebanese. I understand that the film's subject might hurt certain people. I was expecting for some scenes of the film that may be to be censored, but as the film is quite prude in its portrayal of at-risk scenes, the cancelling of all its screenings comes as a complete surprise. He says that said though we will not be screened. We're still part of the official selection of the Beirut International Film Festival, and I couldn't be any more proud. It emphasises just how relevant a film like Wasp is in today's world. The censoring of our film is also proof of the festival's audacity, pertinency and forward thinking. So
it was in Lebanon, it was banned.
It was.
I don't know much about Lebanon, is it?
Well, do you know what? The Lebanon in the 70s, before everything kicked off, was known as the Paris of the East. It was a very, very forward-thinking area, very liberal. Right. And you have...
What about now, though?
Well, you know, even now, you have a mix of Islam and Christianity, and it's a whole melting pot, really, of what East meets West sort of place.
But not so LGBT-friendly,
It possibly is. It's possibly that they're worried about something causing incidents to happen, so they're trying to just keep the peace, possibly.
Maybe, but you know what they say: if you want your theatrical piece or your film or your book to do really well, make sure it gets banned. Because because
that's
people
very true.
Well, look, we're talking
isn't,
about
isn't
we're
that
talking
the same
about
as what happened with Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
That's right. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and
Radio 1 and became the best-selling song.
I think they tried to ban Kitty Kelly's The Royals as well, although that book that she
So what you're saying, Ivan, is get it banned, then relax and let the money come in.
As I say, it's out on DVD, or you can download it. Go and download the movie. It looks quite a good movie, actually, I've only seen the trailer, but I have downloaded it to watch later.
Yeah, give it some support.
Talking of movie reviews, After Dark repeats again tonight, in case you missed it last week. It will be on again at midnight on BCFM. Anyway, that's it for today. Don't forget, if you want tickets for Leather Pride or for the Bristol Gala Ball, all the details will be on our website,
and that's in its usual place of shoutoutradio.org.uk, which is where you can catch podcasts of all our shows, including the new After Dark.
Yeah, it's well worth listening to the current one. So Match was a brilliant film, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
Anyway, we'll be back next week live from 7, but for myself and the team, say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.